The epistle to be read today for the fourth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 8. Brethren, I reckon that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared to the glory to come that should be revealed in us. For the expectation of the creature waiteth for the revelation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him that made it subject in hope. Because the creature also itself shall be delivered from the servitude of corruption, into the liberty of the glory of the children of God. For we know that every creature groaneth and travaileth in pain even till now. Not only it, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption of the sons of God, the redemption of our body in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 5. At that time, when the multitude pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesareth. And he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And going up into one of the ships, that was Simon's, he desired him to draw back a little from the land. And sitting, he taught the multitudes out of the ship. Now when he had ceased to speak, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught." And Simon answering said to him, "Master, we have labored all night, and have taken nothing, but at thy word I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they enclosed a very great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. And they beckoned to their partners that were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both boats, so that they were almost sinking. When Simon Peter saw, he fell down at the knees of Jesus, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was wholly astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so were also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were Simon's partners. And Jesus saith to them, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And having brought their ships to land, leaving all things, they followed him. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And Simon answering said to him, "Master, we have labored all the night and have taken nothing, but at thy word I will let down the net." His words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's an interesting story about a missionary named Father Joseph and his amazing confidence and positive outlook. You see, he lived in China during the war, and the mission he was in charge of was in the very midst of danger. There had not been any battles in the town yet, but they were beginning to see some of the effects of the war near them. Father Joseph wrote to his superiors to inform them of the situation. For you see, they were thinking about having him and his fellow missionary leave because of the war. Father Joseph wrote to reassure them that all was going well in the villages. The three schools had daily classes still. The orphanages was still going strong. And the rice line was giving free rice to 150 most needy people. And he wrote, "Father Franco," and the writer, that is Father Joseph, "are enjoying the best of health and happiness. Keep smiling with us." Father Joseph's optimism continued to persist, even when the war continued to grow worse. He knew that things were not going too well, but still he found a way to spout out the good things in his present situation. "Things are quite quiet and peaceful here, and no trouble in the least," he wrote. "Our work is unhampered, and we sail smoothly along. It is hard for us to tell war is being fought. We have no radio, no newspaper, and must rely on the bamboo wireless news. Not a bad situation in the least. We simply continue on with life. We eat, sleep, work, play, and carry on in this tranquility. The optimist is always better than the pessimist. Why worry about tomorrow or the future? The tomorrow will take care of itself. We have complete trust and confidence in God in this state of mind. We have nothing to alter and no regrets. Keep smiling and work away. Adopt this philosophy of life, and you will be happier and rely on God entirely. Now, in today's gospel, we read about the miraculous drought of fishes. Our Lord told St. Peter to launch into the sea and cast his nets to catch some fish. Now, St. Peter had already fished all night with his partners and had caught nothing. He told our Lord this, but right away he answered that he would still try and do as our Lord said. And then, no sooner had he thrown his nets into the water than they began to fill with fish. In fact, they caught so many fish that their nets started to break. Now, my dear faithful, in today's gospel, our Lord shows us the importance of trusting and having confidence in him. For we must not rely on our own strength, but rather place our hope and trust in him, and he will accomplish all good. Now, if we don't have this distrust of self, we will never make any progress in overcoming sin and our faults. And yet, it seems to be one of the biggest problems we have, to be humble, to distrust our own strength. How often it is that we overestimate our own abilities and strength. We deceive ourselves. We think that we are so much better than we really are. And we think we can do so much. When really, God wants us to see that we can do nothing without his help. And so it is so important to have this distrust of self. Now, in order to obtain this virtue, we must first of all pray to God to help us to grow in this distrust of self. We can also think about our own weaknesses and helplessness when we pray and meditate. That is, we should remember when we say our prayers that we cannot, without the divine assistance, accomplish the smallest good or advance even the smallest step on our way to heaven without his help. Just like St. Peter and the apostles in today's gospel, they labored all night and caught nothing. Until our Lord gave the word, and then they caught more fish than their boats can hold. And so you see that with God's help, we can do all things. Just as St. Peter caught an abundance of fish, but only with our Lord's help. Now to help us obtain this virtue of distrust of self, when we fail or make a mistake, we should think about and examine our weaknesses and why we may have fallen. You need to find out if you were trusting in yourself too much. And this will help you to prepare yourself for the next time, to see why you may have fallen, to see if you have trusted in yourself too much. Now, although this distrust of self is absolutely necessary, if this is all we have to rely on in our spiritual combat, we will soon be overcome by our enemy. And so we need another weapon in order in this war against our spiritual enemies. And this weapon we must have is a firm confidence in God. For it is from him alone that victory can be expected. We must rely and put our whole trust and confidence in God, who is all-powerful. And so we see in the practical order then, before attempting or performing any good, we should look at our own weakness on the one hand, and on the other, look upon God's infinite power and goodness. My dear faithful, it is so important for us to have the distrust of self and confidence in God, because these are the weapons we must use to combat the devil, to overcome sin and our own evil inclinations. When we trust in ourselves, we will fall, and we then fall into discouragement because we keep on falling. We get disappointed when things don't go the way we want them to. And this is because we rely too much on our own strength. And then the devil will use this discouragement, disappointment to his advantage and make us fall more easily into sin. And thus we will easily become impatient with the difficulties of life and the troubles that we often run into, whether they are at our work or in our homes. But rather, we should be like the optimistic missionary in the story. We must not grow discouraged. We must rather redouble our efforts and keep smiling and work on, as Father Joseph said. Father Joseph and the good Chinese people kept on going on with life, even in the midst of war and the great difficulties that came with it. And they did this by doing their daily duties and having confidence in God. They ate, slept, worked, played, and carried on with life by always trusting in Almighty God. They always kept an optimistic look on life because they knew, even in the war-stricken country, that God, He was the one really in charge. Let us then, my dear faithful, learn from Father Joseph and the good Catholic people. Like them, we must have a true and loving confidence in God our Father. For you see, He is always ready to provide for us, as He did with St. Peter in the Gospel. When we feel depressed and disappointed when some cross comes our way, remember that God is almighty, and He is always looking out for you. And He can do all things. So why do we not place all our trust in Him? Just think about all the times we read about in the Gospel, about God's loving care for the apostles and all the people who flocked to Him. Did our Lord ever deny anyone when they humbly asked for His help? No, rather, in fact, we usually read about our loving Savior going out of His way to help those in need, even when they did not even ask Him. So place your trust and confidence in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, who is always looking out for you and the good of your souls. Remember, He is all-powerful and can obtain all that you ask of Him. By ourselves, we cannot accomplish any good, but with God's help, we can do all things. And so if you truly place all your trust in God, you will not become discouraged in the face of the difficulties and troubles of life, because you will realize that God will accomplish what is best for you, just as Father Joseph in the story realized this. He knew that God would do what was best for him and his people. And so persevere in doing good and trusting in God, and that is the key. Keep on working, doing your daily duties and trusting in Almighty God rather than yourself. As Father Joseph said, keep smiling and work away. Adopt this philosophy of life, and you will be happier and rely on God entirely. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.